Vayter and Shas, we are in Dav Vav, picking up the very top. Today's shiur is sponsored. Lilo Nishmas Moshe Aryeh ben Menachem Mendel Zeida by his heilige grandson, Rav Yitzchak. His yard site is on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Shalom Yishav and Aliyah. Zog the heilige Gemara. Amar Rava. Now we're going to continue on. We'll be talking about the idea of 2 days of Rosh Hashanah and 2 days of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galus and all these ideas. So the Gemara says the following: Amar Rava, Mace. Let's say some person is Nifter, and Yom Tov Rishon Yisaskubo Amamin. Interesting that we're going to have to see this Gemara. Mamash says his yard site's on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. We're going to see an amazing Gemara, which is mamash relevant to this. It says, so if the mace dies on the first day of Yontif, so then what happens is we're talking about this is Yontif Sheni Shagalish. You have 2 days of Yontif. Then what do you do if it's Yom Rishon, if it's the first day? So then Goyim deal with it. Let Goyim go ahead and they bury the body. Mace be Yom Tov Sheni, if it ends up being Yom Tov Sheni on the second day, then in such a case, you go ahead and Yisasko b'Yisrael. Yisrael can go and deal with it. This is the Rabbanan dig a day. First day, you can't because there's Darais is involved. You can't go and dig the ground and these type of things. But on the second day, so then Jews themselves let it go and deal with it. Unbelievable. Rafilu b'shtei yom tovim shav Shoshanah. Even if it's the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, this will be the same din. You don't do it on the first day, you do it on the second day. Masha enkim b'beitza, which is not the case of a beitza. We know the beitza, although on the first day, you're not even going to have it. On the second day. Nardayomri, they come and they say that Afbebeitza, even on the second, this is also talking about the second day of Rosh Hashanah, even with an egg, you're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to have it. The Maidaita, because what are you worried about? Dilma Ma'abrin Leila Elo? What are you worried about? Maybe that they're going to be Ma'abr Elo so that the both days of Rosh Hashanah are considered like a Yoma Arichta? And that's the issue. Don't worry about it. You know why? Because Ha'amar Rav Chinanah bar Karkana, Amar Rav, Mimos Ezra Ve'elich Lo Matzino Elul Mubar. We didn't find for so many years that Elul was Mubar. It didn't end up happening, and therefore this remains Shtei Kedushos. And if it's Shtei Kedushos, therefore it's going to be Taka Mutter. You could have the egg on the second day also. Amar Zucha comes along and he goes more into the world of Rava. When does it say that we're going to bury a Yid who passes away, Lorman, even on the second day, Lorman Ella Dishtai? When is it true we're allowed to bury only if it was pushed off? In other words, the body died and you have to go ahead and deal with it. And we're worried that maybe it's going to become a Sriach. It's going to be disgusting. If it doesn't have to wait, in other words, the body just died, then Mashin and Lay, we go wait until after Yontif, then you go and you bury it. Ravashia, he says, Afagav the Loish. Even if it's not pushed off, and we're not worried that maybe it's going to start to become disgusting, Nami Loma Shele, we still don't wait. My time, why? Because Yom Tov Sheni, Legabe Meis, Kechol Shavu Labanan. When Yom Tov Sheni, a reference to a dead body, Chacham, they said they made it like it's Chol, like it's a weekday, and therefore you can do what you got to do. I feel Lemegas Le Glima, Ulemegas Le Asa, even to go out and to cut Glima. Even when it was like a cloak, in other words, to make a tachrichim for the body, or to go and to cut an asa. Rashi says, what's that? Asa is hadas. Used to take a myrtle branch in order to go ahead and give honor. You ought to even cut that and put it there. Amravina. But now we have the Chavre, then he was talking about, Rashi says it's an Uma Risha, terrible nation that they, in the times of the Persians, and they forced the Jews to do their malacha, but in Yontif, they gave him a day off. He said, it's Yontif, it can't work, and we're worried that if they buried the bodies on Yontif, then they're going to say, you work, so work for us also. So that's why, Chavre, Chashinim, we're worried they're going to make us work more, therefore, you're not even allowed to bury it on the second day. Now we get into a little bit of story time. Ravina Hava Yosef Kamedra of Ashi. B'shnei Yomim Tovim Shosh Hashanah. Ravina was sitting in front of Rav Ashi on the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Chazid Hava Otsev. And he saw that Rav Ashi was upset. He saw he was sad. Amalei, he says, why the face? Amai Otsev Mar, what are you upset for? Amalei, he says, the Lo Asav Erev Tavshilin. I didn't make an Erev Tavshilin. We don't know what Erev Tavshilin is. What we're talking about this day was Rosh Hashanah, where it fell out on a Thursday and a Friday. And then you have Shabbos following. You know, you're not allowed to cook on Yontif for Shabbos, unless you make something called an Erev Tavshilin. We're going to learn that later on in the Masechta. So he said, I didn't make an Erev Tavshilin. So I really says, what are you worried about? Velosif Maridna, just do it right now. It was Thursday, do it today. And the Milo Amar Rava, didn't Rava say, Maniach Adam Eruv Tavshilin Miyomtov the Chavero? Umasna, didn't he say you could make an Erev from Yomtov to its friend and make a Tanai? Moshe Rashi explains, we're going to see this later on, that what exactly is a Tanai? It's going to be on Yud Zayin. that you say, if today is Yontif, so then let it be. Oh, if today is not Yontif, so then let this be set aside for tomorrow, and then it's the Erev Tavshilin. And if today is Yontif, so I don't even need an Erev Tavshilin, because tomorrow is not really Yontif, and it's just Friday. So why don't you just do that? Amalei says back to him, says, Ravashi, nice try. Emer Dabar Rava B'shtei Yom Tovim Shavalis. That's only talking about the two Yom Tovim of Galus. Ah, what a ding that awakens us to remember this. When did Rava say it? Only the two Yom Tovim of Galus. B'shtei Yom Tovim Shavash Hashanah Mi'amar. He didn't say it though when it comes to Shnei Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because we look at it like a Yom Arichta, like one level of Kedus, as Rashi says, V'areihim ki Yom Aruch V'shneim Kodesh, both them are Kodesh, and therefore, I can't do what you're suggesting for me to do. Aye, but what about the fact? V'amar v'nar doi af beitza mutaris. He says the beitza is going to be mutar, so it clearly is considered like two different kedushos. Amar le Rav Mordechai. Rav Mordechai says beferish amar li mar de lo sever lo d'anar doi. Rav Ashi told me beferish that he doesn't pass l'anar doi. In which case, nice try. Really, it is two separate kedushas. It's kedusha achas, and therefore he doesn't hold of this whole shtickle. Rashi says that Rav Mordechai was a Talmud of Rav Ashi, like it says in the Maseches Sota. So that's why he was the one who spoke up over there. Okay, let's get into another Indian over here. Itmar. Efrach shenol b'yomtev. Let's say an efrach is a chick that hatches on Yontif. It comes out, and we have tick, 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 tick. Oh, Rav Amar Aser. Rav says it's going to be Aser to partake of such a thing. Ushmuel v'itemer Rav Yochanan Amar Mutter. They say Taka is going to be Mutter. Rav Amar Aser. He says, you know why it's Aser? Muksa. He says it's Muksa. They say it's mutter. Holu matter atzmon b'shchita. Since it's matter itself through shchita, as Rashi says, b'leidaso. Since it's matter through shchita, holu matter atzmon b'leidaso lios nishchat mashloy lefnei leidaso. Wasn't it all before it was born to have shchita? Now it can. So af muksa hiter es atzmon b'leidaso. So to it's not muksa. The migo de iskin laha, iskin laha, once it became good for this one, it becomes good for that also as well. Amri le, Rav Kahana, Rav Asil Rav. They come now against Rav, who says that it's Muksa. V'chima bein zel egel shenolad b'yomtov. Why is this any different than an egel that's born in Yontif? Rashi says, the Tanya Lakaman, we're going to say later on, shemutter bo b'yom l'divrei kol. Everyone agrees it's going to be mutter bo b'yom. So why should it be this chick is no good? What's going on? He says back, Amar lehu, holu muchan agav imo b'shchita. That animal was muga was good by through its mother. As Rashi says, "Ba'odo b'soch me'el," while still in the mother's womb, im nishchata eim ha'yunechel. If you would shech the mother, then it would be that it's good to go. Therefore, it's never really considered like it's muksa. But when you have this egg, this egg in its shell, you tell me that you go and you shech it. It was muksa then. It's muksa now also, because even after it is hatched, because when you shech the mother and you find the efrach in the egg, in the shell, so it wasn't good then because you couldn't eat it like that. So therefore, it's no good. Okay, good point. But umar bein zel eagle shenolim a treifa. Why is this any different than an eagle that's born from a treifa? We know a treifa is something which is an animal. This is one of the 18 things that's not going to live through the year. It's going to die. And what happens if you have anyantif, that you have an eagle that is born from a treifa, what's it then over there? Over there, it's going to be good. We say it's fine. Even though it can't be eaten by its mother because you couldn't have shecht it to eat it, right? Nonetheless, what do we say? That if it comes out, then you could shecht it, you could eat it even if it's born in Yontif. So it's going to be the same thing with the chick that came out. Shasik Rav. Rav was quiet. The only question is, why was he quiet? And that the Gemara is going to jump into now. But he was quiet. Seems like a nice knockout. Now the Gemara asks, why was he quiet? I'm Rabbi Tim Rabbi Yosef. My time is Shasik Rav. Why was he quiet? He could have had a great comeback. Lema lehu. He should have just said, holu muchan agav ima leklavim. You're right, it wasn't muchan by its mother through, we're talking about the trefa and the egel, right? You say it can't eat it, but it certainly was muchan in order to throw to the klavim, and that's what you don't find by an egg. So therefore, it should be that it's fine. Therefore, that's why that's not muchan by the egg. Taka is a problem. As Rashi explains, the very bottom Rashi, leklavim, debina shmoshus hoise imo medes lekach. His mother was sitting like getting ready for that to be used in order to go and to be fed to animals. Aval afroyach, when it comes to the afroyach, where am I? Yeah, as Rashi continues, says, but it comes to the afroch, the chick that's in the klipa, ain't omid lachilas klavim, it's not roi to be thrown to a dog. V'afloy roi hilkach noladu, it's not roi for itself, therefore it's considered nolad and it's going to be aser. Why Taka didn't he answer that? Amalei Abaye. Abaye comes and explains, I'll tell you why. Beep, turn the page. Vavim Abayis. Hashta muchan la'adam, lo'avim muchan la'klavim. We know that something that's muchan la'avim is for a person is not muchan la'klavim, like as it says in the Mishnah, the Tanan. Mechatkin is a delurim lefnei behema, v'sa nevela lefnei ha'klavim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im lo yisa nevela me'erev Shabbos, but it wasn't nevela before Shabbos started. In other words, before Shabbos, it wasn't roi for the animals, roi for a person. Then what's it then? Asur, it's going to be usher to go and give it to the animals. So you see, muchan la'adam lo'avim muchan la'klavim, fish enim in a muchan, then muchan la'klavim, have a muchan la'adam. What are you going to say? That something which is ready for dogs, that's good for people also? Of course you're not going to say such a thing. So that's why he didn't respond. This is why he didn't answer this back. And Taka was a good question against him. So therefore, if you have this baby and a baby cow that's in the thing, this treif mother, it's Taka not going to be good. And that's why he didn't respond to him like that. Omalei, he comes back. Rabbi says, hold on 1 second, Abai. Ein muchen la'adam, lo'avim muchen la'klavim. I'm sorry. In. Not like you're saying. Muchen la'adam, lo'avim muchen la'klavim. That makes sense. That part's true. The may dechazi le'le'inish lo shadi le'le'klavim. Something which is ready for a person, that's not muchen for animals. Because, you know, something which a human could have is not going to be chucking it to a dog. Muchen l'klavim, heavy muchen l'adam. But the other way, Taka does, you're right, that the first one won't work, but the other one does work. Muchen l'klavim, heavy muchen l'adam. Why? The daita dinish, akol midi dechazale. Because the mindset of a person is everything that's roi, that's fit, that could be used. And since we know that even though it itself is something which is going to go to the animals, but if it has a baby inside of it, a baby cow, which is going to be something which they can eat, therefore, if their mind is on it, and therefore would be something which is taka good. Rashi says, "V'ober shabebi treifa royal kushiyoda hilkach me'etmo daite ilavei im yolda im yulad yochlena." His mind was on it. If he makes it born, that if it comes to life, that he's going to eat it. Nonetheless, what we're saying right now is, Rav says no good. You can't go ahead and eat this chicken. And Shmuel Vitim Rav Yochanan says that you actually could. Tiny could we say the Rav? We have a tiny bryce which goes and backs up Rav that says you can't. It's usher to have this chicken, this new chick. And tiny could we say Shmuel Vitim Rav Yochanan that you can. Tiny could we say the Rav? The bryce that comes up to Rav says the following. Egel shenolad b'yom tov mutter. If you have an egel, baby cow, that's born on Yontif, it's going to be mutter. Efroch shenolad b'yontif, aser. And efroch that's born on Yontif is going to be aser. Ma'efer is ben zel zeh. What's the difference between the two? Zeh muchan agav ima v'shchita. The first one is muchan agav ima by its mother. Shchita, because you know you're ready to go. Ready to eat it. V'zeh ina muchan agav ima, but this one is not muchan agav ima. Right, the chick that was in the shell, it's no good. Therefore, no good. Tanakh ever said the Shmuel v'Tim Rav Yochanan said it's mutter to have this chick that's born. Egel shenolad b'yom tov mutter. V'froch shenol b'yom tov mutter. Oh, straight up. My taima zemuchan gav agav imo, and v'zeh matir atzam v'shrita. And this one through shrita, and it's good for shrita. Therefore, it's no longer muksa. So we have a brayso that supports Rav and Shmuel v'Tim Rav Yochanan. Now we're going to see a whole nother opinion. Tanu Rabba, no nefroch, shenolad b'yom tov aser. We go, we say that it's going to be aser, means that it's going to be a problem. It's going to be muksa. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, af b'chol aser. Even during the week, it's aser. Why is that? Lefi shalo niftechu einav, because it didn't open its eyes yet. And Rashi says, "V'srabi liyisur mikol asheretz asheretz ala aretz kedil kamon." That's considered still like a sheretz, just like a chick when it's in its shell. If you take it out of the shell before it's hatched, it's considered a sheretz. It's got to come out first. So too, if it didn't yet open its eyes, it's considered like a sheretz. Kamon az lahadatanya. Whose opinion does it go? The following brisa. L'chol asheretz shoretz ala aretz. So the pasuk says in Leviticus, in Vayikra. This is in Parsha Shmini. L'chol asheretz shoretz ala aretz. All of the creeping things that creep on the aretz, on the land, You're not allowed to eat them, right? It's a toiva. L'rabos efrochem shlo nisbichoy neim. This is coming to include chicks that didn't yet open their eyes. Come on. This goes like Rabbi Yezer ben Yaakov. Okay, the Gemara says like a new little shtickle here. I'm Rav Huna Marav. Beitza im yitziasa nigmara. A beitza, when it comes out, that is when it is completed. It says Rashi, kishiyatza nigmara briyasa. When it comes out, its creation is complete. Aval makmeyacha beforehand, lochav shiva beitza gemura. It's not considered a complete gemura. Beitza, it's not complete beitza. Ulekamim afarsha azil lamayachosa. Gemara's now going to go into like, Shaychus, like why are you telling me that? What halacha do we learn from this? What does that mean? An egg becomes a fully formed egg once it comes out. If what you mean is that when it comes out, it's complete and total, and now it's more to have it with chalav because it's like out of the chicken itself. It says Rashi, "Da hash to have a beitza v'lo baser, it's not good baser." Avala nimtes b'mei ima ino beitza. It's not considered an egg. V'asur l'achol b'chalav, it'd be asur eating chalav. Ha, back in the Gemara, haba mei ima asur l'achol b'chalav. That's what you want to say. V'otan, you only said a bride said not like that. Hashochet is a tanagol, so must have a beitzim gumuros. Let's say you do a shchita on a tanagol chicken, b'pak, and you find it said full eggs. What's the din? Mutar slachem a chalav. It's mutter to eat it with chalav. Says Rashi. Vafilu below klipa levana el shachelmon levado gamor. V'alfagav shema'ora adayin begidin sharia kidal kamen ma'afil Rav Yaakov alea from imal yema'oras begidin asturis. Okay, the word's going to get into these details over here, but we're talking about over here. Even if you don't have the egg developed around it, the shell around it, but you just have like a yolk that's fully over there. If the yellow is totally done, even if the white part isn't yet done, you know, you get the yellow part, the white part, and the shell. So if the white part's done, the yellow part's done, even the white part is not done, and the shell isn't yet done, even then, even if it's still attached to it as gidin that are all attaching it, it's still got to be eaten with the milk. Mutar slacha b'chalav. So clearly, you can't mean that that's what it's talking about. So the Gemara says, el im yitziyasa nigmara, what's coming out is when it's full, it's complete, mutar slacha b'yantav, it's going to be mutar to eat it on yantav. Ha, b'me'ima asur lacha b'yantav. But if it's in the mother's womb, then it's going to be asur to go ahead and to eat it on yantav. Meaning, if it was laid before yantav, it's going to be okay on yantav itself. It's fine. It's totally ready. But if it's in the mother's womb, and then it's going to be asur to eat on yantav because of the issue that we spoke about of Rabba when he spoke about hachana. And therefore, over here, this is going to be an issue of hachana. Got to be that it's prepared already from the day before and not that it's not yet prepared. And now it's only being prepared on Yontif itself. That's a problem. Frek the Gemara, that certainly can't be. You know why? Of our time, we're learning to Nebraisa. Shochit the Tatarnagola. So Matzah Babetzam. Let be Gemuros. You say you shech the Tatarnagol on Yontif and you find that there's eggs in there fully done. But Tarslachim Yontif, you're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to eat it on Yontif right now. So clearly it can't mean that it's usher to go ahead and eat the ones that didn't yet get born. So then what does it mean? The chitim, and if you want to suggest that kamash malon bebraisa may delosh bin bemasnisen, that you want to say that this brais is coming to tell us something, some sort of kula that's not taught in the Mishnah, and therefore you should go and you could chuck it, that doesn't make any sense. No, that's not it. That's not true. Because not only is this a braisa, because hanami taninu, we also have this in our Mishnah, where we learn it out from our Mishnah. It says, beitza shenolda v'yontif, if an egg that's born in yontif, b'shamim tocha, they say you can eat it. To b'silom lotacha, they say that you can eat it. What do we learn from the Mishnah? V'ad kan lo pli b'sham b'sil ela b'nolda, when it was already born. Aval b'me'iman, if it was in the mother's womb, divri akol sharin, everyone's going to say that's going to be mutter. So clearly this braisa works within our Mishnah, and it's not stam being thrown out over here. The chitim, if you want to go so far as to say that Beis Hillel, who says that it's aser if it's born, that a fil b'me'ima nami aser, is going to aser it even when it's in the mama's tummy. And maybe the fact that it's talking about the nose is to teach you the koch of Beis Shammai, that he's so makel, that filo nolda namishar, that even if it's if the egg is laid, it's still going to be good. That can't be. You know why? Elaha de Tanya, because we learned in a braisa that says, Ashochet asanagol, so must have made some gemuros, mutaris la'achon b'yom tov. Money, who is that? Lo Beis Shammai, lo Beis Hillel. That ends up not being Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel. As Rashi explains, because how does that imply? That would mean that what the Debrice is saying, that if you have an egg that you find in the chicken, you could eat it, which means, but once it came out, then it's going to be Aser. That doesn't work with Beis Shammai, because they say if it comes out, it's going to be Mutter. It doesn't work with Beis Hillel, who say that it's going to be Aser, even when it's found inside. So then clearly, that can't be the case. Can't be Beis Hillel saying it's Aser even inside. Must be that everyone agrees if you find it inside after you shecht it, that's going to be okay. So we can't say that Rav is saying that that type of thing is going to be Aser. So rather, what does he mean? It's fully ready. Once it comes out of the womb, once it gets born into this world, now it's complete. It can actually become some sort of efroch if they go and they do whatever has to be done. You sit on it and you do what you got to take care of. Then eventually it can actually become a chick. But if you go ahead and you take it out from the mama before it came out, then it won't work. It won't be able to become a chick. What's a nafkamina? When it comes to business, when it comes to transactions, if a person comes and they buy eggs and say, I want eggs, dafka, they can actually have chicks, then it's got to be eggs that came out on an own, not that you took them out. That's the way Rashi comes and explains it beautifully. And now the Gemara gives us a story to illustrate this point. Kiahu, like the following story. Kiahu, the Amar Lu, this guy comes and he says to the, you know, people that were selling this stuff. He says, Be'e, beep, turn the page, Zayim Manav. Be'e, the Pachya Leman. Who has, Be'e eggs that come from the Pachya, the ones that are making a lot of noise. What that means is because they made noise as they gave birth to the eggs. Yovle Be'e the Shchuta, they ended up giving a Be'e that was Shchuta, which means that it was Shechted and the eggs were inside of it. Also, they came into Avami and they said, hey, listen, I asked ones that I'm able to, fertilize and able to actually have, chicks come out of, right? That's what he said. I want ones that were fully developed, that were born. Also, coming to Avami, and he said, Amar Lehu, and Avami says, Mekach Tosu, Vahadar. It's a Mekach Tosu, and you have to return it. In fact, Amar, Pshita. Obviously, the Mekach Tosu is to return it. It says, Rashi, Pshita de Mekach Tosu. Dabahedya Amar Lehu de Pachi. You wanted the one that was coming out, that was going, as it's having the kids. And so Gemara, no. Maybe what the guy said, he really wanted to use them for eating. And the reason why he wanted the ones that were coming out of that were born is because then they're totally developed and therefore they're going to be tastier. Rashi says lashon mevushalos, it's called sarkan, kamot sarvas kvia ubishal, right? So they wanted one that's totally done because it tastes more. Lamai nafkamina, why is that better? What's a nafkamina? What does it make a difference? Either way, the guy's not getting what he asked for, so it should be mekach tos. Answer is, lemes filet beni beni. Maybe the guy says, hey, you didn't give me what I asked. I say, okay, I'll give you back the amount of money that would cost for these type of eggs versus those type of eggs. But I don't have to give you back the full amount. Kamash Malan, therefore he's coming to tell you, no, it's called a mekach tos, and therefore you have to return the full amount. Okay, my friends, I believe we're going to stop over here. We're making a little haimish over here. You know what? Let's just do this next story. Hahu Damerlu, there was a guy who came along and said, Bey de Dichron Laman. People that, who has eggs that are fertilized? Who has eggs that are fertilized? Meaning that it was a hen that sat, a rooster. A rooster came along and sat on it. Because if you have such a thing, then it's actually become, it's going to end up being a chicken. I should just say, it doesn't tarnagol, it's me tarnagol. Actually, it came from a rooster. They gave him ones that came from the ground. That means that they weren't fertilized. Also, the Kabbid Ravani came in front of Ravami, and Amalui said, you have to make a toast to return it. Pshita says, of course, a mekach toast. The guy asked for something, they gave him something else. He says, no, ma'al, the tame, I like the kabarila. Maybe he just wanted to eat it. Because they're fatter. In other words, they're more, I guess, more delicious. Lamai nafkamina, what's a nafkamina? Lamais fele, bene bene. Maybe he only to return the amount of money, the difference between the value of each one of them, but they don't have to return the full money. Kamash Malan, Rav Ravam is coming to tell you it's a mekachtos completely. You have to return the full amount. Okay, my friends, we have another way of understanding what Rav meant when he says that when eggs are born, when they come out, they're fully done. We're going to deal with that tomorrow, Bezer Hashem. We're going to stop over here. I wish all y'all a great, great day.